What's up, boys and girls? I'm going to try to do this again. I started the recording earlier, but it came out. I'm going to turn the lights down, give you that kind of background because I don't like people looking in. I started recording this early with my new wireless microphone. I did like 15 minutes and it stopped working after a certain. So I'm going to try to do a half hour now. I'm trying to recreate what I said before about the P-Funk show last night. One thing I do remember is Poppy doing his rap, doing the dripping on diapers rap. Tripping Kool-Aid on the diapers or whatever. When he does that, he did that rap overnight at Thumbosaurus People. And the House of Blues last night, one of the cool things about it was that the vocals could be heard very clearly. The vocals could be heard very clearly. So it's one of the few times that I've seen the band where I can actually really, really hear the vocal. So we were actually able to hear Poppy do the rap. So I'm listening to the rap and I forgot about the part, how the band builds, the Thumbosaurus People builds in the back, and you know, and he's rapping on top of it and they like pounding on it, you know, like that, because it seemed like we was all listening to the rap, and then when he got finished the band just started. That's when the band is because usually they like pound on it and build while he's rapping, and he's like rapping on top of it. It's like, you know, so it was kind of interesting to hear. And I actually could hear the lyrics and the flow or whatever you want to call it and the style of the rap. So you could, and I was going, whoa, I can actually hear the words rhyming and hear, you know, how the what's it called, intricacy of the, you know, wording and the rap style. So you could actually hear it. So I was like, oh. So that was cool. Another thing on the mic about hearing the girls and stuff, I was saying something about the lip syncing, because I would prefer it if they would sing over the lip syncing, because when Brandy sings, you hear her voice, it's beautiful, and it brings energy. It brings energy and excitement to what's going on, especially to hear a female voice. And when the girls sing together, oh my God, one time they sang Funkadelicy and it just hit the spot. I looked up and it was like right at the end. It's like, you can hear the voice blended. Just, oh, I look across the stage, a bunch of people on the mic. You know, I'm trying to hear who's on the mic and who's not. I'm trying to, 'cause I like the vocals. I like for the vocals to be there, especially the layered vocals, the ad-lib vocals, Mr. Payne, 13 and all them. You know, doing their little who's at it and saying that, you know, little quips right where they're supposed to be. And all that. Oh, and before the show, it was so quiet in there. It was like the show, it was getting ready to start the show, and it was like quiet. You could hear it. So I was like, what you gonna do, George? And you could hear him go, whatever it takes. I was like, what you gonna do? He said, whatever the body calls for. Or you could hear him. From backstage. Oh, so that was cool. That was cool. And another time, Mr. Clinton was during Flashlight. He was, you know, the tail in the flashlight when they kind of vamp it or whatever. And he would go, who, or something like that. And I was like, oh. And I started pointing. I was like, yeah, keep doing that. And Holy was behind me. He was like, yeah. You heard that too. I was like, yeah. And then you could see him doing it. And then he would try to do it again and he wouldn't get it on that same beat or off beat or whatever. Because it wasn't like on the one or the two or whatever. It was like on a cool part, like right in a spot. And so he would do it and get it, quote unquote, right. Then he would do it again and it would be in a different place and it wouldn't sound the same. And he did it more than one song. He just go, ooh, and doing Flashlight and just like a little, ooh. Like, you know, everything's going flat. And he going, ooh. It was cool. He's doing that. And Brandy, last night, or should I say Miss Scott Clinton. Should I say Miss Scott Clinton? Should I say Mr. Poppy? Mr. 13? Or should I actually look up their last names like I'm supposed to? Or am I? Yeah, I am. And I hope everybody know that I'm playfully hating on 3GP. I'm old school. I'm supposed to hate the kids. Not hate, but, you know, hate's not the word. You're supposed to be like, damn kids, you know, and they're supposed to power through it and say, oh, man, you don't know what you got. And just, keep powering and doing what they do. It almost makes them earn that spot. It's just not going to be handed to you. You know, maybe your grandfather handed it to you, but us fans ain't going to give it to you until it's done right. Right is completely subjective as to how we're feeling at any given moment. So this thing's supposed to be recording. It's supposed to be recording at 640 by 480, but it's like, that's not a 640 by 480 size. In fact, I'm going to stop this. Watch this. I'm going to stop this and check the video because that's who I am. All right, so what I did was I set it to 640 by 360, which is a smaller frame size, smaller screen size, but 16 by 9. And that's might have been what I had it on before. So that's why it was filling the whole screen, because it was still 16 by 9 to fill the whole screen, but it was at a lower thing. And I took the file that I recorded was like 5 minutes. And it was only 50 megabytes, which is beautiful, probably kind of low. But the audio sounded weird. So what I did was I turned the bit rate up to 3 megabits per pixel. I mean, 3 megabits per second. And so now we're doing it at 360, 640 by 360 frame size, video size, with a resolution. I don't know what the resolution is. Anyway, so we're just doing it. So what was I saying? Oh, Mr. Clinton was doing that. And Brandy was singing, you know, hearing the girls and stuff. So Brandy, she was just had the microphone and she started going around going, pussy, pussy, pussy. She was just going around going, pussy, pussy, pussy. And you could hear her voice though. And it was cutting through, and it brings energy and excitement to the moment. It brings an energy and excitement to the moment to hear. I was like thinking, you can say anything. It doesn't matter what you say. If it's right, wrong, left, right, up and down, long as we hear your voice, long as we hear those voices, you know, that's what brings in excitement or adds something to it. So she was just going, bussy, bussy, bussy. And I said that in meaning that when they sing over the track and they ad lib or they lip sync that part, they should just sing over it. Why do they not sing that part? Why does nobody? I think Trey Lute sings over his. I think Chazé sang. No, I don't think he does lip sync. Well, somebody was singing. You know, sing up. Oh, God's Weapon, Trafiel, he wasn't there yesterday. He sings over his part where you can actually hear his voice over, you know, the record. Because remember when the track came out, we was hearing Ice Cube's voice. I'm like, whoa! That's not you. That's Ice Cube we hearing. So, you know, that's always fun. That's always fun. It's just good. It's just playing good. I don't know what I was talking about. I made a nice long video. It was good seeing people at the show. Us hanging at the front. It wasn't like, you know, an overly big amount of us, but it was a bunch of us in the front. And it was mostly, looked like Hispanic people there. Because one of the opening acts was called Funky Freaks. Funk Freaks. Or something like that, Funk Freak, or something like that, Funk Freaks. And they, what they do, their thing is the 70s, it seems like 70s funk music, that era. And they were good, it was good. The DJ was good, he was pulling out some stuff that made us think. You know, I'm not sure if I said this on the last video or the one before. See, I'm all confused, because I recorded that video and I think that the lavalier microphone wasn't charged up, so it stopped recording after 2.5 minutes. But I got it all charged up now, I hope. Or the one that wasn't charged up, I got charging now, and this one I charged, and the light went out. So it still should be charging. I mean, it still should be, you know, working. I'm just concerned about having to worry about the damn thing cut off while I'm trying to do something important. But if I say something like and it's a shame, I'm looking at all my cords down there on the ground. I miss my cords. Because if this works, I won't need them anymore. But I'm can I charge my phone and use the microphone? If I plug a power into the dongle that's on the phone that provides connection to the wireless, would I be able to, will it charge the phone? Because that way you can go hours and hours. But, you know how it goes. We'll figure that out later. But Last night was just good. Lige was on base all night. I think I mentioned that when Lige plays Pete Funk, as opposed to when Mr. Ronnie Skeet Curtis plays it, and you have all the whole left side of the stage, Baltimore, from Mr. Cowan, Mr. Thomas, Mr. Boyer, Mr. Oliver, Benzel. You got like the whole side of the stage, Baltimore. And when they do their solos, they kind of take it off of this jazz fusion thing, and it goes really, really off. Like last night when Mr. Thomas did his the bass line didn't change. Mr. Curry didn't change the bass line. Mr. Curtis does. I don't like that. And last night, Mr. Oliver actually played the, and it was kind of loud. And not that it was like too loud or, you know, not pleasing. It was not P-Funk. It was not pure. P stands for pure. It was not P-Funk. No. That's just my opinion. Like when Mr. Clinton went, shit, goddamn, during knee deep. No. And I think he's only done that once. I don't remember him ever doing that. And I bet you he may not ever do it again. Not that he shouldn't, not that he can't, because in funk, everything goes. And see, I'm like being anti-funky in a way. I'm being anti-funky in a way in that funk is supposed to be, you know, whatever. In my mind, funk is whatever, and it's going to be good. Funk is whatever. Just do it. You know, just be and just do. Funk is, you know, it's supposed to be, I think of it that way. So it shouldn't be this or that. It shouldn't be too much policing. It shouldn't be too much, you know, blah, 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 blah. You should just let the flow go. Hey, hang loose. Yeah. Yeah. But no, there's, and then as I got closer to the band and the workings of it, there's discipline in it. There's a right and a wrong way, and there's discipline. And there's things that, no, you just don't, things got to be planned, orchestrated, put in place, especially for, with a show. You know, all those, you know, over the years, the players fall into a place where they perform the song to where they all don't step on each other and they all, you know, provides all the audio pieces that the song needs, but it still has to be choreographed. Somebody has to say, hey, I'm gonna do this part. Hey, I'm gonna do that. You gonna do this? You gonna do that? Like last night when, since God's Weapon Trafael wasn't there, Kevin Oliver played the melody or the rhythm guitar or whatever, Maggot Brain. And before that, you see Mr. Hampton look up at, you know, Mr. Scheider, Mr. Oliver, and Mr. Oliver said he got it. He was okay. I mean, he was okay, nothing special. But what it was Mr. Hampton. Mr. Hampton's antics are over the top. I'm not sure if I said that in this video or the last video or the ones I'm not posting, but his antics were over the top last night. He was just doing stuff. And I'm watching him. I'm not even watching the show. I was watching him mouth the words of the song like he's falling asleep, like he's so bored. Like, because as I remember, he used to lead the stage when he didn't have to do nothing. And they may want to go back to that. But I like the antics. I like the antics. And I know it seems like every single time when the antics are at the highest, he plays the best. And when he came in on Maggot Brain, on the part of that, it was just so beautiful. And the way that one note went into the other, it was just like almost, it felt flawless. Loud, and not loud in a bad way, but just enough volume to fill the room, and to be the lead guitar. Loud enough to be the lead guitar. Not a guitar solo, but a lead guitar solo. Driving the music, louder than the rest of the music, but the music pounded behind them. And it's just so beautiful. Because a lot of it, I think, too, is, you know, the ability to play, the ability to actually play it. But I think a lot of it too is working on his sound. And I think Mr. Hampton does work on his sound, because his sound is, it's consistent. I think even over different guitars, it seems to be consistent. Some of them are a little maybe cleaner, steelier, and a little harder, whatever you want to name it. But that sound is always there. When he played I think this was at another show, or this was at something else, Funk or two, I forget where it was, 420 Funk Mob or wherever it was. He played the guitar solo to One Nation Under Groove from the, you know, from the LP 40 years ago. Yeah, I don't think I've heard that live ever. And I'm like, whoa. And it sounded, you know, sounded like that. I think that's sound technician. That's technician work. That's making sure your equipment is tuned and calibrated and set up right and all that fun stuff. So that was that. He was good. Mr. Scheider was good doing his, singing the lead and getting more and more into it. I mean, everything was just good. The trumpet player for Blue Eyed Extinction, played trumpet, and Benny Cowens, Mr. Cowens' absence. What else was there? Tanisha got a haircut. What else? Trey Lou, Mr. Tracy Lewis Clinton should all, the things he does was recognized. Should be more. Oh, and then what they do now, what seems to be done is they come out with their on behalf. Is the painting going to be on behalf of George Clinton? He came out and started doing it that time. And the band started up with Super Stupid. So I think that's a thing now. And I thought that happened in New York. And George came back out. I said, it seemed like they went on three more songs after. Man, I was worn out. I was tired, y'all. I got to sit down. My back was hurting. Because to get your spot in the front, you got to be there like an hour before anything happens. And then you're standing there through the opening acts. And then by the time P-Funk come on, and they do their 2.5 hours, my back be hurting. I think it's probably hurting more. It may be a little bit less from, because I'm not walking and I'm doing this glider stuff. It may be because of that. I'm doing low impact now. Or maybe it's just that I'm old, which is cool with me too. I got no problem with being old. No problem at all. So we'll see how this comes out, what it looks like, blah, 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 blah. So I didn't eat. I need to eat some more today, too. It's Friday. I'm off tomorrow. Tomorrow I got to get up and drive to Vegas. Following the band is tough. I think what all they have to do is play and sleep. Play, and that's the way it should be. The only thing they should have to do is play, practice, eat, and sleep. You know, because they are providing the magic. They are the magicians, and they should be treated accordingly. So to have somebody drive them, you know, they should have somebody accommodate and feed them everything. All that should be taken care of. The only thing they got to do is just play, because hell, getting from point A to point B in itself takes energy, takes human physical energy. So I just did this show last night. And, you know, I had to get up and work today. I had to drive there, back, work, and then go to another show. That's taxing. You know, that's not taxing, but, you know, it adds to your energy expense. So today I worked. I'll get off tonight. And it should be no problem. You know, I'll get off at 8. Hopefully I won't eat like an idiot, even though I'm probably going to make brownies. And I got Jell-O. Maybe if I can just stick with my brownies, Jell-O, and popcorn, I'll be okay. Wake up tomorrow, have a little breakfast, get on the road, get to Vegas, check in the room. Check-in is at 3. I want to get there early. I want to get the maximum. So the earlier I get up and the earlier I get out, the better. The earlier I get there, even if I'm there early, if I sit in the lobby, okay, ask for early check-in. You know, so then wake up Sunday. There's football games tomorrow too, so might be able to get there early, hit the sports book, put a few dollars on a team here or there, you know, hang out and, you know, go in that direction. So we'll see. Doggone room cost me a couple hundred dollars. I was tired. And when I say I was tired, was I didn't feel like fooling with it. I'm like, whatever. Whatever, people. Because I looked around. Did I say this before? The freaking Four Queens was a couple hundred dollars. What the hell? Four Queens, for crying out loud. Four Queens was a couple hundred dollars a night. That used to be my $60 go-to. So I get there, and it looks like a nice resort, too, actually. And I'm off Monday. So, you know, the thing could be to stay and resort it out, you know, there and take in the amenities. But, you know, more than likely, I'll probably be in my room. I could probably be in that room behind me. It's just, well, this room, yeah, literally that room behind me. I was kind of thinking about the bedroom, but no, the room behind me is enough, sitting there on my computer's doing my computer stuff, you know. So I can do that here, do it there. Because what are the chances of me taking advantage of the amenities? What are the chances of me actually going out there and doing something out of my room when I can just sit in that room, get food, and just chill, because I got to get ready for the work week. So, yeah, then I got to get ready for another work week. So it keeps me moving. It keeps me moving. And what else did I got to say? What else? Mr. Majrosian singing. I'm trying to go across the stage. Okay. Trey Lou on the end. Mr. Tracy Lewis Clinton. You know, be aware of his rap style. When him and his father, Mr. Clinton, get together, they do good. No, I ain't going to go across the stage just to critique everybody. No, I just want to make sure I didn't leave anybody out. I said, Mr. Payne, right? I said, everybody. I said, something about 13. 13 plays a big part, too. He's starting to be part of the woodwork, meaning that something that you just always, you know, they become so solid and so consistent that it's almost like you don't even see them anymore. But he does a lot. You know, he keeps it moving. And him and Brandy do that little get low thing. Brandy does a lot on stage, too. I got to give her. She's constantly moving on stage. She provides a lot of the energy and entertainment and movement and stuff. So you got to give it to her, too. And the girls be getting it, Tanisha, for their new haircut. Those little moves they do. Oh, my goodness. Those moves, to me, they're important on stage. And I don't know if I said this in the video last week, but I've always been Parlette Bride's female singers over the top of the music. I've always liked the choruses and the female vocals. I like layered vocals. I like people singing choruses on top of each other, like if we want the fun, tear the roof off, going to tear the roof off, the mother sucker, tear the roof off, suck. When they get going like that and they roof off and they have the different variations of that singing on top of each other and they just keep going with the music going. That's, you know, what I like. So that's why I'm always for what, 10, 15 years now, I've always been wanting to hear the background singers, and I never could. It's never been really a good, I can't say never been really, but you know what I mean? It's like, I can't remember when the background vocals were strong and steady. And I don't want to say rehearsed, but, you know, confident and strong to where they can, you know, lead. And that's what I'm looking for. So every time I hear the girls do something, it excites me. And I'm like, oh, he go. But it's all fun. And then, like, did I say something about Brandy going pussy, 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 pussy? She just was going pussy, 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 pussy. And Mike Hampton's antics. The more his antics are, the better he plays. And he was on fire with antics last night. He was on fire with antics last night. Mr. Curry, always solid, part of the woodwork. Benzel. Oh, Benzel's doing a little too much with that little kit here and all that little extra stuff. I don't know if I said this on the one or the other. I bring that one up. Doing a little extra, too many little extra percussion-y noises, taken away from the spirit of pure pure funk. So when Mr. Curry plays that, he does the bass line doesn't change on P-Funk. But when Mr. Curtis plays it and all the Baltimore cats is doing it, they go all over the place. And I don't like that. That's all it is. I mean, it's just, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, it matters because the P stands for pure. So, you know, the real funk guys are going to look down and go, ooh. And it's okay to me as long as the bass line don't change. In fact, I had the same quote unquote issue with Mr. Thomas playing Pink Panther. I'm like, hey, that's not P-Funk. We used to be tough. We used to be so, okay, I used to be tough on the band, but I would kind of keep it to myself and be moderate. Some people out there would just go crazy. And see, the thing about the whole thing with that too is, this is back in the day when you could post anonymous. Oh my God. People were posting anonymous and they would just say anything. People would just say anything because, you know, you didn't have to be, you could just make a fake account and just go at it on that One Nation board we had. Or not a fake account or anonymous account. People would just say anything about anybody. And one thing about that unfiltered, unadulterated conversation is that you get some, of course, you get extremes. But on those extremes, if you pull it in a little bit about right here, you get some stuff that people really might not ever say, but there's a little bit of validity, whatever validity means in it. So we used to just go at that, man. Anyhow, my name is Jerry Scott Measure. This went 21 minutes. See how this goes. I love the band. And the whole part, let me just say this too. In fact, I'm going to walk with it. This is America. I'm going to walk with it. The whole thing about the whole thing too, I guess the really the bottom line to it all is that the whole ship seems to have been raised. They're playing at a whole different level. And the way I was going to call it is you can't please everybody all the time, because now that they're playing at a whole different level and it seems to be so, what's the word? Seems to be so professionally sounding and gooder and better. I miss the sloppy, nasty, crazy parts. So you can't please everybody all the time. I was going to say, you can't win. I don't know if I said that on the last video I posted then. You can't win. And it's not really that you can't win. It's you can't please everybody all the time. In fact, you can't even please the same person on two different days. Because that's just from us being human. So I just wanted to say that and see how this comes out. And if it does not, and like I said, it's just very good show. Oh my, tremendously good show. From the first note of Funkadelic, the energy was just there and it's just good. Knee Deep started, I thought was slow. Now I'm just saying stuff. Knee Deep, I thought was slow, but as it kept going, I slowed down to that pace and I see what they were doing with it. I kind of got into that a little kind of slower kind of thing. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey. I'm done.